And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Jay Bradley. He's the coordinator for the upcoming monthly grind. It's called the Original Grind. It's happening this Saturday, 7 p.m. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jay.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about the Original Grind. What makes this original?
Well, everybody's contribution is their own original art for this. And we have musicians, but we also are going to have circ performers, gymnasts. We're going to have an art exhibition in the lobby where people are exhibiting visual material, pottery, musical instruments. They've made a lot of different things there, too.
So this is a really eclectic and comprehensive kind of a grind. It's looking at art and from so many perspectives.
Yeah, and there's multimedia in it, too. That's one good reason to do a show like this at the Performing Arts Center. Some of the artists have images projected behind them that they choose while they're singing. And we were just listening to that story on NPR, and we're going to have Tom Begich is going to return again. He's now a... He's in the state house, and he usually does a song where audience members come up with the words, and they are going to do that this year. We're going to do it a little with a twist on the other years.
Yeah. And as the coordinator, you know, that sounds like that's really exciting to you. What else is really exciting? Why is this a particularly great grind?
I just feel like in the years that we've done it, it's a really kind of one of the happier days that the local artists all in that building doing their original stuff. It's also always had a really good feel, you know. Been one of the less stressed, happier days of show presenting that can go on. Not that they're not all good, but this one has always been a very happy day there. With the different performers mixing backstage, and it's been good to do it there.
How long have you been with the grind?
This might be my sixth one there, maybe, that we've done, I think.
So your sixth particular show, or your sixth year
of hosting this particular grind, yeah.
I imagine there's a lot of work involved.
There is a lot of work involved.
What are some of the behind-the-stage tasks that you have to do?
Well, we have to figure out how everyone is going to present themselves. So, like, technically speaking, if you have a band, you have to figure out what microphones they're going to use, where you're going to place them. How you're going to change from one act to another. Are you going to go and move a bunch of equipment between acts, or are you going to send a person to a different place? That sort of thing. So a lot of communication with the artists and with the volunteers that help backstage. What else? Well, we record the whole thing for the artist, both audio and visually, so that involves finding camera people, you know, setting all that stuff up, both backstage and out in the audience for the show. A lot of talking with the artists, you know. Sometimes we change our minds at the last minute because we decide our performance will be better like this instead of like that sort of thing.
So it can be fluid.
Very fluid. We are going to be featuring the lira hoops, and we spent the better part of an evening hanging all the rigging to make that possible.
And so this is at the Sitka Performing Arts Center.
That's correct.
Right? So usually folks are used to going over to the Nakahiti. This time they're going to go and to the Performing Arts Center.
Right, and the Whale Grinds usually at Centennial Hall, so there's a few other places. Yes, this one's up at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, what else do people need to know for Saturday?
Well, that it starts at 7. There will be the dessert thing that happens at the grind. There'll be coffee and tea at the intermission. Like I said, the lobby will be full of art to exhibit. There'll also be a music group in the lobby as well. Those are the main points.
Okay. And get your tickets at Old Harbor Books still?
That is exactly right. And at the door.
And then if you bring a homemade dessert, the fee will be reimbursed.
That's correct.
Okay. At the door then. Great. Yeah. Let's give a little backstory to the monthly grind in case there's someone listening who's not familiar with it. What is this event?
It is a family-friendly community show that goes on every month from, oh, help me, when...
It's not during the summer.
Not during the summer. That's a good way to put it. And it features local artists in lots of different genres, even in, you know, the other places that it happens. Put on by a local a group dedicated to the cause.
You know, I've heard it described sometimes as a community talent show, but it feels like so much more than that. It feels like just a monthly celebration of local artistic vision.
Yeah, and then other thing that's definitely important to mention here is that they pick themes. Typically. So the themes can range from year to year, although some repeat, like there's once a year a political grind. But in all of the other ones, they stress that it's family friendly, apolitical, which I think is good. And like I said, the other themes will change from year to year.
So this week, it's the original grind.
And the original art grind.
And not just performance art, as we're usually used to.
Yeah, not just music. And there'll be some theater that happens as well, some original theater. Looking forward to that.
All right.
It's going to be a good show.
Okay.
I think all of the shows have been good. This one has kind of... seems like our most eclectic lineup yet. And lots of young performers as well. So okay. I think, I mean, with that kind of world-class stage in a small place like this, it really gives young people an opportunity to do not only do what, you know, they're working on, but see where it can be headed to. I mean, when you look out from that stage onto that place, it's like, you know, looking out on the big stage anywhere in America, or for that matter in the world. So it's a really, really a jewel for the town.
And so you're saying that it may help young people dream and envision future possibilities.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I've heard them talk about it.
Well, and you know, because you work there, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your work at the Performing Arts Center.
I've been working there since it, before it was completed, and just doing my best to help performers get ready and present what they present there.
With sound systems and...
sound lights, backstage. Mm-hmm.
And you teach young people how to do that kind of stage work.
In the summertime, yes. So I work over at the Fine Arts Camp, and I do tech theater there, and I see a lot of the local kids in those classes, and some of them end up helping me at the auditorium. It's a good thing to do when you're young, because you work with people of all ages. You got to have pretty real communication with both artists and performers and patrons. You're definitely in the mix.
That's teaching you multiple skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get to turn your talents and your attention to the monthly grind then this Saturday.
Yeah, and turn our talents and attention to, like, it's one of the times when, you know, a lot of local folks are on the stage, and it's a good time for sure.
Okay. Well, that is this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Bring a dessert to share if you'd like to get your ticket
fund
reversed.
Right, bring a dessert.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to add, Jay?
No, I think that's good.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great show this year.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Jay Bradley about the upcoming Original Grind. That's this Saturday, Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m.